What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
From the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Just Don catching an absolute drubbing during the break from me. Unbelievable how wrong he just was on something. Big, big topic. Welcome to ENN, ladies and gentlemen.
Ray Rowe.
On TV.
That's right. ENN tonight brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some.
Yeah.
I'd like to start off by saying good evening to all of us.
Well, I'll be there Sunday night. Why don't you sleep with me?
Excuse me?
Come to the hotel. It's a nice hotel.
Wait a minute.
That was
time out.
Quite...
Time out.
And to Don.
But it was more palms than pits.
It was to Don and myself.
Maybe you did have to squeeze one out. As you said, get a little sweaty early.
Okay. It's a sleeper. That one builds as it goes on.
Maybe you did have to squeeze one out. As you said, get a little sweaty early.
Okay. And to Michael and myself.
BetterHelp.
Well, you know what, Michael? I'm not going to tell you about BetterHelp, but I will tell you about BetterHelp. And to myself. I said, what would Michael do? Throw it in the garbage.
There were other things said that were better.
I'll write all the numbers down for the Capitals.
Because we did work blue today, but it's one thing to say it live. It's another thing to regurgitate in a drop.
Let me say good evening to Marco Levero.
The Giants will take a quarterback, but possibly not. They may trade down. They may trade up. Also hearing they may stay at 6.
Good evening to myself also. Just feed me the sausage without telling me anything about it. You know what I mean?
I think just feed me the sausage would have done just well. Perfect.
Guys, a lot going on today.
Sure.
We mentioned this earlier. I think it's an important subject. Tomorrow's a big day.
Huge.
In professional sports.
That's right. We got Game 3 Knicks Sixers.
Yeah, that's
the big one. We got Game 3 Islanders Hurricanes.
Sure. And?
NFL Draft.
NFL Draft.
The NFL Draft.
Right. And Yankees A's.
So, again, we'd rather watch the sausage made than enjoy the delicious sausage.
Speaking of sausage, let's hear from Dave Rothenberg. Here's Dave discussing the decision in his house between watching the draft and the Knicks game 3.
On the big TV,
yeah.
We were breaking down how we will watch the draft and the Knicks tomorrow. And he's like, Knicks is a game. They should get the main television. And I said, for me, tomorrow night, especially with the Knicks up 2-0, draft should get the main television. Knicks should go on a side TV.
I'm with Alex. I think Knicks goes, and your TVs are way too close together, by the way. Knicks, big TV. And then if you want to...
I told him I would be willing to discuss Knicks, big TV on mute, draft on a side TV with the volume on.
Yeah, but don't you want to be involved with, like, the crowd noise and everything else?
No, I want to know what's going on in the draft.
You're not a big Knicks fan.
Is that the answer?
Yeah, because again, I want to know, what is it that you have to see? I'm a big Giant fan. I want to know what they do at 6. I'll look on the computer. I'll see if they made a trade. I'll see who they drafted, as opposed to a game. Now, there's nothing else going on, of course, watch it. If you're not a fan of basketball or hockey or whatever, by all means, dive in. But your Knicks are playing a pivotal Game 3 against the Sixers. Like, how does that not get the main television?
Here's what I would give them. You put the Knicks on. The Giants pick. You switch over to the sound on the draft. So you get, I mean, he loves the Giants, sees who the Giants select. The breakdown of it. Give yourself 15 minutes. It's on the big screen. And this way you don't have the sound on. But, I mean, after the... Well, you care that much about, you know, the first three picks? I mean, that you're going to black out the Knick game?
Again, I think that Don's right. The answer is he's just not a big Knick fan. He likes the Knicks.
Hey, he likes the Knicks. He likes the Mets. But he likes the Rangers. He loves the Giants.
He says he's a bigger Ranger fan than Knicks fan. So I'm wondering if the Rangers were playing, would it get the same? So that's where I need to gauge whether it's a lack of interest in the Knicks or just an overabundance of interest in the draft. Again, I love the draft. Our coverage of the draft is terrific. But I mean, the whole reason we watch the draft is for these players to play in a game. Your team is playing in a playoff game. Now, he did say, all right, 2-0, so maybe he looks at game three. I look at this as a huge game, Michael.
Of course
I do.
It's a big game.
Because if you watch last night, the Bucks lost.
If it was game four.
So the Bucks are at least going five.
So if it was a game four and the Knicks were up 3-0.
Hey, he's got a little argument.
But it's 2-0. This is crazy. You can't. Think about it. If the Knicks go out and steal this one, I will not call the series over. But it's basically over. Well, if the Knicks lose this game, we have a series. But it's on.
Why are we trying to get into his head? Jody once taught me something.
Go ahead.
We were talking about somebody who, like, you know, murdered somebody. I said, "Well, what could they be thinking?" She said, "You're trying to rationalize a crazy person. People that commit that crime, they're nuts. We're trying to rationalize Dave Rothenberg's mind
because we like him, and I want to know. I can't help but analyze things.
It's frightening in there.
You can't get in there, can you? It's too crazy in there.
All right. So Anthony reached out. He said if it were the Rangers playing, it'd be a tougher decision. But ultimately, you'd still go with draft.
So then stop with the Knick. I'm a Knick fan nonsense. Stop.
Well, I mean, you could be a fan, but I have no problem having a pecking order. I mean, can you really honestly root for all of your favorite teams equally?
But listen, this is not a giant game.
If it was
Monday Night Football against the playoff
game. But listen, there are people, though, out there, I'm sure, who would think that I am a fraud Commanders fan. Even if I made time to watch them on my first, second, third, and fourth honeymoon. There are people who would think I was a fraud because I really... Tell me about the draft when it's over. I don't care.
Also,
and we're drafting. Keep in mind, we're drafting a franchise quarterback. But I know it's one of two people.
But
I know who they are.
Here's the deal, Peter. You can read about the whole draft and learn everything you want with everything that's written. You don't have to watch a second of it.
I know. There's no...
In fact, you're going to get better stuff in the papers later.
That I kind of disagree with because, again, I can understand wanting to see the pick,
all right, pick
and getting
six.
It in real time.
All right.
I understand that. So if you want to flip over quick, but to have the entire draft... Because we're not just talking about... I think everybody can agree... When the Giants pick, if you're a Giant fan or Jet fan, that you're going to want the main television for the selection, the chest bump with Roger Goodell, and the analysis.
That's the only thing you're watching for.
He's got the whole draft. So every selection, every team's pick is going to take precedent over the Knicks game three?
Is it me or does that give me, I mean, just so cringe.
Which part?
That song. It's so overdone. First of all, it's on a xylophone.
It's
or a glockenspiel.
So this is real quick. The reason
Charlie plays glockenspiel, I'm rooting for
it to be a glockenspiel.
The reason that Dave Rothenberg won't get to hear the soothing tones of Mike Breen, the reason is simply because he wants to hear this. I don't get it.
And we got this right, Anthony, right? This is the draft. Not the Giants pick. This is the draft. Like, the whole draft.
Yeah,
so when the
draft.
Texans are picking, it's going to be on his big screen. And the Knicks are going to be on another screen.
Yeah, it's not right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't jive with you.
Then you know what? You know what you do? I'd have more respect for it. You know what? Just DVR the Knick game. Just watch the whole draft, drenched in your own sweat, and then after the draft's over, watch the Knick game.
It was
on fast forward.
Let's go. Speaking of the Knicks,
yes,
Coach Thibaut Diaw, he had his reaction to the 2-minute report released by the NBA, which basically said they got every call wrong in the last 2 minutes.
No, I'm more concerned with the 46-minute report. No, and I mean that. I knew they couldn't call a foul there. I'm watching the way Jalen's being guarded.
What about game two in general, Coach?
I'm locked into game three. That's where we are. We don't get sidetracked with that stuff. I'm just, you know, like I said, I watched the whole game, not 2 minutes worth.
But, Coach, what about the draft? That's what I would have asked. I was like, he's all in on game. But what about the draft, Coach?
Are you even going to be able to concentrate?
Did you see the John Winthrop text?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What'd he say?
He's a bigger football fan than
anybody. I know. He's crazy.
Than his wife. Then he cares about his wife. It's the drama of hoping the guy you want falls to you.
Oh, such drama.
But again, you could follow it But how about the drama of your favorite basketball team trying to take a 3-0 series lead? Is the shot going to go in or not? Are they going to be able to defend Embiid? Did we forget sports?
You're watching the draft with the hopes that your team gets a player that will come to your city, perform on a really high level, so they can one day make the playoffs and compete in a game that your other team is playing in at the same time. That's what you're dreaming of. This is, if you're a true Knicks fan, I'm sorry, you're looking at your phone to see where your football team picks. That's it.
I've got to share something with you where you'll get dragged in to the hatred of me.
Oh, no.
So, Yes is running the center stage that I did with John Sterling.
I watched it twice on Saturday.
You did?
No, by heart. Natalie watched it twice, too.
Really?
We were cleaning up. We have a new built-in closet thing in our bedroom. So we were filling it with clothes and organizing. Yankee game ended. We just kept educating ourselves.
Well, there's this guy, leadoff hitter.
Sure.
On X.
Yeah, sounds good.
You can't change my mind on this Michael K. He is a world-class D-bag. But it says the
About
says
you?
The word. Yeah.
About you?
Yes. And he has the clip of John
Sterling.
I agree, Sterling.
But why?
I know he's got a show to run, but not even a sorry for your loss or even any type of condolences or even acknowledgement. Nope. Just next question. This guy doesn't realize John and I are friends. I'm going to give him condolences with stuff I've done, condolences in real life. It's a show. Also, the thing is edited. They edit out stuff, too.
So he's talking about the part when John talked about losing his sister.
Yes.
So they did edit quickly. They sort of edited quickly, but real quick, and it's a touching moment in the show.
Right.
John's talking about the worst year of his life, 1989, I believe.
Yes, yeah.
And he goes back to, it's at that time
you
when
did
you
did watch.
I did. At the time that you did the show, it's probably 25, 30 years ago.
Yes.
I'm sure you've had many conversations about his sister.
I was there when his sister died.
Like
But here's where you get called in.
What did I do?
So this guy calls me a D-bag.
Okay.
And then
again, I agree with what he said, but that's not how he got there.
88 Yankee fan says, "Oh, totally agree. I can't stand him on a show. Peter's only made him into even a bigger one on the show."
How did I?
So you've made me a bigger D-bag.
I don't know.
Somehow you got thrown into it. I actually feel sorry for you this time.
Yeah, I don't deserve that. Even when I win, I lose. No matter what.
So you're watching a center stage that was done like, I don't know, 7 years ago.
Right.
Where the loss of his sister was 30 years before that.
Yes.
And I'm supposed to say my condolences. And what I did say was edited out.
Because they have to get to the next thing.
They've got to go to the next thing. But I'm a D-bag. And then I'm a bigger D-bag because of you. Don, you're not included.
I feel left out.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But Anthony wants to talk to me. Go ahead.
All right. So you know the pick is in for the Commanders.
Oh, hold on. Did you say the pick is in?
Yes. That comes on. Roger just finished hugging.
Most likely
Caleb Williams.
Yes, he's hugging Caleb Williams.
You don't switch to the channel to
I will want to see the announcement of the new Commanders quarterback. And I will actually then want to see the next 7 or 8 minutes where they talk about and analyze it.
That's
and then after that, I'm going to go back to the
news. Okay, I got you. That's
a human being. How about Pickle says, love Yankee Boy in the 4-minute version of God Bless America, calling the draft chime cringe. Ironic.
4-minute version of God Bless America?
Yeah.
What do I have to do with that?
I don't know.
Also, it's not 4 minutes, you clown. They can't have 4 minutes between innings. They introduce the veteran, then they play God Bless America.
Right.
You think I chose the song? You think I programmed the Yankee innings? You stupid idiot.
You don't call it out. I guess you're supposed to.
Again, this is
coming in the bottom of the seventh.
What's the guy's name?
Pickles.
Pickles. does he have his picture there? Or some kind of.
Or
is he a gutless puke?
So, Pickles, I'm not a talk show host on the games. So you want me to stand on the game and go, I can't believe they're playing a 4-minute version. I mean, are people out of their mind, Peter?
He's got a cartoon picture of a dog with an Islander hat on.
Oh, okay. Good, Pickles. Good for you. Continue.
People are, if it's to answer your question, yes, people are out of their mind. Jalen Brunson's not, though.
People are up for grabs.
Yeah, they are up for grabs. Jalen Brunson, are you happy with the looks you've been getting so far in the Sixers series?
Yeah, for the most part, I'm shooting the shots that I've been shooting have been the ones I've been making all year. I mean, I got to obviously be better and make the shots, but also you got to give him a lot of credit. It's just, it is what it is at this point. I just got to be better.
Now, listen, as you know,
you think I programmed the Yankee innings, you stupid idiot?
As you guys know, Joel Embiid yesterday said that in spite of everything and how hard the loss was for them emotionally, they're going to win this series. Jalen Brunson was asked if he's seen Embiid's comments and will they motivate the team.
No, I mean, we see it, but it's nothing we can really do. It's the playoffs, so if you need any more ammunition now, then I don't know if you're in the right business.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about that. I love Jalen Brunson, but
everything's motivated.
Any added ammunition is perfect.
Yeah,
if they can aggravate you just a little more to like get you even more locked
in. Although I will say this. I don't think it's really anything that a player goes, oh, no, we're still going to win this series. You should feel that. Everyone should feel down 2-0. All the Sixers did.
Yeah, but he pretty much guaranteed it.
Nice.
Without saying the word guaranteed, we're going to win the series.
But he's the captain of the team.
Desperate times call for desperate. I think there's a difference saying it now than if at the start of the
series.
Correct,
exactly. You're down 2-0. The Knicks, all the Knicks did so far was hold court. It may have been a painful way, mm-hmm. but all they did was win their two games at home, right? The Sixers are thinking they're going back to Philly to win two games.
So this guy Pickles is comparing the draft gong to God Bless America?
I don't understand what that means.
He doesn't want to hear God Bless America, but he wants to hear the draft gong.
I don't want to put words
so
in his mouth.
Stupid.
I guess what he's trying to say is, do they have to be the one team that does it every game when everybody in baseball does it on Sunday?
That's not even close to what he said.
But I'm guessing
if that was what he said, I'd say I agree.
Why would he has to mean that? Please, Pickles, if you're listening,
What did this brilliant Pickles say exactly? What's the tweet?
Stand by.
I didn't take it that way at all. He didn't say that. I'm trying to make it make sense here, Pickles.
I gotta go find it.
All right. Well, in the meantime, let's talk about the.
I didn't have it like you know.
Let's talk about
saved.
Let's talk
about wallpaper.
A little Mel Kiper.
All right.
Oh, he found it.
All right. Love Yankee Boy and the 4-minute version of God Bless America, calling the draft chime cringe. Ironic.
No, he didn't say anything that you're saying, so those are your personal opinions. This clown would rather hear the draft chime than God Bless America.
But what do you have to do with God Bless America?
None of it makes sense, so I'm trying to...
Don't try.
I won't try.
Here you go again.
The guy's name is Pickles. He's not Albert Einstein.
Again, he's just like us trying to figure out Dave. Why are you trying to figure out Pickles?
Because I can't help but analyze things, okay?
No,
and I bet you Pickles will come back and say that's what he meant. Pickles, please, reach out.
Pickles, please.
It's at Hockey Pup. It's at Hockey Pup.
Oh yeah, he sounds brilliant.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not going to say.
Well, how many followers does he have?
Oh, that shouldn't matter.
It does matter.
Stand by. 440.
All right,
and really wasted our time with this.
Well, 440 is actually pretty good.
Yeah. Well, how many do you have?
More than that, but there are people who I get into arguments with who have 12 followers.
Well, then
so
you're an idiot.
I wouldn't disagree. All right, let's go back. Sal Pal on ESPN Radio saying the Giants are going QB hunting.
I think they're trying to move up. It's clear. All indications are that they are in a quarterback hunt.
Thanks a lot, Sal Pal. I'm going to toss it over to our special correspondent that we have, Marco Levero. Your thoughts on what the Giants will do tomorrow.
I have confirmation from many people. They will select sixth.
Anything else?
That the draft will happen on Thursday on ESPN.
Oh, very, very good. Thank you so much.
Picks will be made in the allotted 10-minute time period.
Now, here's Ryan Clark with an interesting take on what the Giants should do. See, here you go. Because this isn't spouting off facts and information. This is just a good old-fashioned take from RC.
To me, you take wide receiver Malik Nabers. No, I think we have...
Not the quarterback.
Not the quarterback. Not the quarterback. You got
to
love the quarterback, right? The last time this team picked at six, Daniel Jones was sitting there, and they picked Daniel Jones because that's the quarterback that they had to take. That's the quarterback that they settled on. And that's the reason you're in this position again. Let's not let history repeat itself. People say that success leaves footprints. Well, you know what else? Failure leaves chalked out bodies, right? So let's make good decisions based on what we've seen in our history. If the quarterback's your guy, you get him. If he's not, you pick a good player at that position.
I couldn't agree more.
And that's what I've been saying,
yeah,
too.
You know, a quarterback falling to you is not where you go
again,
get a quarterback.
This isn't bread and milk. It's where I need it, so it doesn't matter the quality. I need it. No, the quality matters. But if you need a quarterback and you pick the wrong quarterback, you know what? You still need a quarterback. Except now you wasted a pick and wasted a year, maybe two, three, finding out that you picked the wrong guy.
And you've already spent the last couple of years trying to figure out what you have with the last guy that you got.
If you want him, by all means, get him. If you're not sure, don't hang it up. Well, we needed a quarterback.
Did you guys hear that with all the recent changes to the rules in college football that Reggie Bush has gotten back his 2005 Heisman Trophy?
I did see that. I didn't care, but I did see it.
Not interested at all? I thought it was kind of interesting.
Well, I mean, how much time has to pass? It was 05.
But in the
wake, they're saying that in the wake of what he was suspended for, now, right. You know, it's the wild, wild west. Everything's up for grabs.
Reggie Bush said to Pete Thamel, "Personally, I'm thrilled to reunite with my fellow Heisman winners and be a part of the storied legacy of the Heisman Trophy. I'm honored to return to the Heisman family. All the great, great, lovely men who came before me, like Orenthal James Simpson." Just kidding, he didn't say that. "I also look forward to working together with the Heisman Trust to advance values and mission of the organization." But to Reggie Bush, that's a big deal.
But do you
not getting considered a Heisman Trophy winner.
Do you realize, though, he never gave up the trophy?
In actuality?
Yeah, he had
physically.
The trophy. Yeah. Nobody from the Trust came to his house to wrestle the trophy for
him. But now he gets to go.
He just didn't show up at the event.
And now he gets to appreciate it.
Pickles has responded.
I saw.
Oh, my God. Hold on. You said the Pickles tweet is in?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. He might have his pants around his ankles out there.
Right, wait a minute. Oh, my God. Says, "Really hope stupid idiot is a drop next March. Thank you. Made my day. Don is correct. Peter is also correct, always. The long version is infuriating pace of play. Yankees use fake patriotism, faux patriotism, to ice opposing pitchers."
Yeah, how's it worked out? They haven't won a World Series since 09.
I just
And also, it's not the long version, clown. There's a much longer God Bless America. It's not 4 minutes. Time yourself. In fact, do it tonight. The game's on Amazon Prime. Do it in the seventh inning. I will guarantee you if the song is not 4 minutes. You're dreaming. Pickles, dreaming.
Now, real quick. So they always do Take Me Out to the Ball Game followed by God Bless America?
God Bless America.
God Bless America, and then Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
I will say, this is going to be very controversial. They started this in 2001.
Of course.
It's been 23 years. I think we could just go back.
Well, you know what? They, from what I know,
go ahead.
They were told you can only do it on Sunday like everybody else. And George Steinbrenner said, "Stop me."
Well, I have an update. George is no longer.
Well, the Steinbrenner family feels the same way.
But that's like—is that the?
But
thing?
But then that makes it seem like that. So the Mets don't care about the country because they only do it on Sunday.
I'm just telling you that
excessive.
It was told them to them because some teams complain. You know, my pitcher's waiting there to pitch, and nobody can throw a ball. Well, God bless America. But the Yankees said, "We're not stopping."
But you can't throw a ball during it.
So, it's not the national anthem.
So they're saying they're more patriotic.
Yeah, but that's
baseball should say something. That does seem unfair. But they've agreed to do it on Sunday, so it is kind. I'm not going to agree with Pickles, but it does come across like, well, we're more patriotic than you.
No, they are.
Well, that's there
not
you
true.
Go. This
See?
Is why you get called Yankee boy.
See? I am a Yankee boy. I've embraced it.
See?
I have a shirt. Maybe I'll wear it tomorrow. So, again, can we recap? Pickles gets all, like, sweaty and goosebumpy when he hears chimes.
It was more palms than pits. It was the,
but faux patriotism, that he doesn't like.
Yes.
But on the glockenspiel, he's getting all aroused.
He loves it.
Okay.
Let's go to the NBA for a second, guys. Kevin Durant, his Suns drop.
I guess we know what pickles means.
Suns find themselves down 2-0, 105-93. The Wolves win last night, and here's KD struggling to contain the T-Wolves.
More than anything, they just play great ball, you know. We trying our best to, you know, get out of those little slumps when we, you know, go on a 7-8-0 run. But I think we still try to put ourselves in position to win there. We cut to like 13, like 12, but we just couldn't get over that hump. So this team's been killing us in the third with those runs, so we got to figure that out.
Maybe if you'd gone to the Knicks, Kevin, you'd be on a team that could win. Oh. Or maybe if you didn't demand a trade out of Brooklyn, they wouldn't be in the position they're in. But instead, you forced your way to Phoenix thinking they were going to win it all. Mm. Doesn't look like it's going to happen.
And by the way, you ended up stuck dealing with a team you didn't even think you'd be thinking about.
Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks? Lindor just hit another home run.
Yeah,
well, you know what? You really jinxed him earlier off the air.
Wow.
Because we were talking about Lindor, and we were talking about how not good it's been. And now look what he's done.
Well, then it's a reverse jinx.
What did I say?
You said I really jinxed
him. No, you anti-jinxed him. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
which you fixed him. I like Francisco Lindor.
So now you can be happy.
I think he's overpaid, and it's contract they'll regret, but I like him.
Well, doesn't everybody already know that?
I don't know. Steve Cohen, saying. I guess, didn't know it.
No, everybody's overpaid.
Yeah, everybody knows that you like Lindor, and he's a really good player, but the contract's absurd. And
Peter's not overpaid.
You know what? Some would say
I have no idea how much he makes.
I have an idea.
That'll do it for ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge Shop 24/7 at SecurityDodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration event, Ram Truck Month.
In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.